Here we are, okay. Can we open up to Matthew 21, please? Wow, look at that VMAX right there. That wide screen. Okay. All right, verse 30, please. Okay. I just want to share like two thoughts. Maybe we'll get to three. Maybe we'll stay at one. Who knows? All right, we'll keep it as a surprise. Look at this. Go up actually a couple of verses, please, Dave. All right, a little bit more. Okay, that's it. Verse 28. Okay, Matthew, you all reading with me? Matthew 21, verse 28. What do you think? This is Jesus speaking. There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "And I will not," he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. And he answered, "I will, sir." But he did not go. So each of the two did what his father wanted. "The first," they answered. And Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you." What happened here? Let's recap real quick. Jesus came up to the Pharisees and he's like, okay, there's this guy who had two sons, and he's like, what did he ask them? He said, "Go and work today in the vineyard." Okay, he had a vineyard. So the first one said, "No, I won't," but he actually went. He changed his mind later on. He's like, "Oh, probably should go." And he did, right? Everyone with parents knows what this is like. And then he went. The other son, as soon as he asked him, he says, "Yes, I'll go." But he didn't. Okay? Jesus is asking a very simple question. Which of the two, at the end of the day, actually did what his father wanted? First one, right? The one who initially said no. Okay? What's he trying to say here? Words are very cheap. Okay? This is going to be a very short message. Okay, thank you guys. No, look. Words, he's trying to say here that words are very, very cheap. What matters is the intention and the action that comes from what you're saying. Okay, yes, Lord, I want to go. Yes, Lord, I want to live for you. Yes, Lord, I want to do all these things. But there's no follow through. It's just dreams and imagination up till that point, up till you actually walk out of the house, get into the vineyard and put the axe into the ground, it's all just imagination. You say yes and you want to do it, but you're not actually doing anything. This is a big problem. I was listening to business is just all in the back of my mind. Okay, today I probably had one of the most remarkable days of my entire life, and maybe one day I'll tell you about it, but that's a story for another day. I was listening to this like business podcast, this guy talking about motivation and all this other stuff. And he was saying, if I ask any of you, what is the most important thing in your life, right? Will any of you say, okay, actually, name some general things that are like super important to people. Go on, give me three. One. Reputation. Okay, that's an interesting one. Wow, you hit it real hard there. Okay. Next one.
Phones.
You reckon? Like, if it was like, if you, okay, something worth, so let's think this way. Something worth dying for, okay? This most important thing to you, okay?
Soccer.
Is this worth dying for?
Soccer.
Huh? Family, okay?
Soccer.
Worth dying for.
Good name.
All right. Give me your faith, okay?
Three.
One. Okay. It's a point of soccer, so give me like two more.
Friends.
Friends? Okay. That's another one. Okay. What this guy was saying, as a principle, has nothing to do with a spiritual principle, but it can be applied in exactly the same way. If I said family, I say that that's the most important thing in my life, or friends, right? How much time, on average in a day, do you spend with your family? Be honest with yourself now. How much? Be honest. How much? Think about it. How much? I come home from work, I change, I eat, I get into the study and just either work or watch a movie or whatever, and the amount of time I actually see my parents during the day is minimal. Would I die for these people? Absolutely, that's what I say. How much, if they're that important to me, if they're important enough for me to die for, why aren't I spending more time with them? What about my friends? How often do I not just text them to say, hey, have you seen this funny meme or whatever? How much time do I actually spend cultivating that friendship? How much time do I spend getting beyond the skin deep stuff that we all laugh about together? How much time do I spend doing that? If these people are worth dying for, you said faith. How much do you love Jesus? So much. Oh, I come here and, oh man, Jesus is my everything. I would die for Jesus. Oh, if the time came, absolutely. How much time do you spend with Jesus? How much time do you get into His Word? How much time do you spend asking yourself before making the little and the big decisions throughout your day, is this what my Jesus wants? Is this what would please Him? Is this His will? How much time? We say these things. We say, I will. We say so readily, when you ask everybody, he says, I will. How many actually leave the house and do it? There's a verse that I want to read to you guys. It's in Matthew 15, verse 8. Okay. Go up one, please, Dave. Maybe just start from verse 7. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. Jesus called to the crowd and said to him, listen and understand, what goes into a man's mouth does not defile them, but what comes of their mouth, that is what defiles them. Let's read that again. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. What we just sang in the last four songs was incredibly powerful stuff. If you were actually paying attention to the lyrics that you were singing, I don't know how many of you were, I really don't. For you are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way for all to enter in. You are for us, you are not against us. That's a truth, that's a promise. Now, while you're walking through your day, how often are you afraid? How often are you doubting? How often are you not even paying attention to the fact that God, the champion of heaven himself, is walking by your side? Are you paying attention to these words that are coming out of your mouth? Because they matter to God. These people honor me with their lips. Jesus is great. Jesus is wonderful. All praise to God. And they come here and they walk into a place like this and they sing and they pray and they read from the Bible. But these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. When Jesus calls you out into the field to work in the vineyard, here it's easy to say these words. But then what happens? What happens from Saturday to the next Friday? What happens then? What does your life look like in those other 6 days? We need to think about this stuff, guys, because it's really important. Matthew 6:21, can you please open that, Dave? Listen to this verse. And this is what I want to draw your attention to. This verse is incredible. It really is. It's incredible. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What was that last verse we read? These people worship me with their mouths, honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In other words, if you link it with this verse, their treasure is somewhere else. They think You think, they think, I think, whatever, that somewhere else is a better investment than Jesus. Of your time, of your money, of your resources, of your life. Somewhere else is better. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If a company, I'm going to use company because, man, I'm just fried, okay? If a company, if someone says, okay, invest, like if I have $1 million, okay, and somebody says this company is going to be awesome, okay, it's going to make a lot of money, it's going to help a lot of people, okay, put in all of your money into it. And I put in $1 million, or that's all I have, okay, I put in $1 million, I put it all in this company. Trusting that it will do what it said, okay? How invested am I now in that company? Will I care if it's doing badly or it's doing well? How invested will I be in it? If I've put everything that I own and that I have into it. Now, apply the same principle with your relationship with Jesus. If everything is invested in me, into Him, into His kingdom, into His work, into the eternal life that He has given me, what will my life look like? What will it look like? You all look so sleepy, but man, I'm just like, so I'm going to keep going, right? What will it look like? If your treasure, if your sole concern, if all of your investment, if your time, if your passion, if your thought process, if all that you care about is found in Jesus, then your praise will not be empty. Your praise will be real. It will have substance. Because that's genuine. Because you live out what you say. These people praise me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. If we sang all those words in those songs, I just want to ask you one question, then we'll end with this. Give me one good reason why you don't love Jesus. Honestly, just one. After reading about Him, after knowing what He's done for you, after singing and seeing in our personal lives, growing up, most of us in Christian homes, and seeing the amazing things that God has done in our lives, in our parents' lives, in the lives of all these people here who we know, knowing that He is real, He is who He says He is, and that He is mind-blowingly incredible and gracious and loving and forgiving and every good thing that you can think of. So give me one good reason why you don't love Jesus. And if you say you love Jesus, then you better mean it. Because if I say, who here loves Jesus, every single one of you will put your hands up. But when Jesus asks, will you follow me into the vineyard? How many will get up from their seats? That's the thought for tonight. Is there a more worthwhile investment of all that you are and all that makes up your character in your life than Jesus? You say that Jesus is the most important thing to me, but how much time do you spend with Him? If you say, oh, my health, a lot of people say, my health is so important to me. How often do they go to the gym? My health. How important is your health to you? Without my health, I'm dead or I'm useless. It's incredibly important to me. So how much junk do you eat? How often do you go to the gym? How long do you just stay stationary, sitting, watching movies and doing nothing? But your health is important to you, right? Apparently so, right? Apparently. I would not believe that. Your life and your words are speaking two very different messages to me. So the challenge still stands. Review it tonight. Review it tonight. Do you love Jesus? Yes or no? And why? If no, why not? Re-examine that point. I think you will find that you will love Him. And if you do love Him, and if He is who He says He is, and if His promises are real, and if we're not just living for this life, but the one after, and if this, even in this life, His plan for us is so much better than anything that we could, we've said this a billion times, anything that we could imagine for ourselves, then why? We wouldn't say, why? Why are you still living like this? Why are you still wasting this much time? Put your words
into action. Whether you said no or whether you said yes. Be the person who follows Jesus out and actually lives out their relationship with Him. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, when you came to this earth, Lord, you didn't spare anything of yourself, Lord. You gave everything. You gave your sleep, your comfort, Lord, everything that you had to lifting up the human race to see your face, Lord Jesus. Just to have a glimpse of who you are. And Lord, when the time came, you shed every last drop of blood that was in your body to save us, Lord. How worthy, how deserving are you of all of our love, of all of our praise, of everything, of every waking moment, Lord, that we have. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would give us a glimpse of that loving face once again here tonight, Lord Jesus. That every single person sitting in this room, Lord, would remember that life is so much more than clothes, work, school, movies, whatever it is, Lord, that there is such a higher, more incredible, satisfying purpose for being here, Lord, in knowing you and in partnering with you to heal a broken world. Lord Jesus, just open our eyes to see you once again tonight, Lord Jesus. Flood our hearts with your love, Lord Jesus. And give us the power and the courage, Lord, to live our faith out as we ought to and to follow you wholeheartedly, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I kept my promise, yes? Roughly, okay? Be nice. Okay, can we get into our groups now and just have a bit of a quick discussion? We're doing very well.